I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Efforts to control the spread of COVID-19 have closed public spaces around the world. And that's causing unexpected problems in Kenya, where farmers rely heavily on markets to sell their goods. Spoken Worldwide's Ed Weaver tells us,
if the herdsmen can't sell their cattle in order to make a living, what they're doing is they're selling off their young girls in marriage.
This dark twist feeds into a different kind of pandemic. Human trafficking. In 2016, more than 15 million people were sold into forced marriages. And in places like Kenya, it's ingrained in the culture.
We've got to begin to say, look, how do we help these cultures move from this cultural norm that says this is absolutely okay?
Pray for Kenyan families facing dire moral and economic crises. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about a huge evangelistic event live-streamed by Sammy Tippett Ministries at the end of May. Sammy Tippett was overwhelmed by how many people participated globally, and he's learned some things about ministering with technology.
We must take the technology and use it for the glory of God. But I've also become convinced that the strongest way and the greatest way to use it is when you are in strong relationships with other people. It's only in those relationships that you can go broad and you can go deep with reaching people.
Sammy Tippett Ministries will be building discipleship groups in the Middle East and Nepal, two areas that had a lot of viewers. So pray that the gospel would go forth as relationships are being built. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.